Blog Talk Radio.
A new
direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord. Mighty, mighty Jesus. Mighty, mighty Yeshua. Hallelujah. Mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. My brother and my sister. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful for the Lord, hallelujah, his mercy that endure forever. Shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Hallelujah. This is your brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, hallelujah, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to talk about, hallelujah, tonight. Praise you, Jesus. End time prophecy, end time, hallelujah, revelation that the Lord has been given us through dream, through vision. Hallelujah. It was I had a dream that I shared on the Lord's hour a couple of years ago that I see it happening now. And I wanted to talk about it because it's happening and it's going to increase so much more. I remember when the Lord took me into the future of this nation, United States. And I shared 2 years ago on the Lord Tower, I saw immigrants, illegal immigrants taking over the land. And there was so much of them that it was out of control. I shared this here on the Lord Tower 2 years ago more. And it was out of control, my brother and sister. It's like they could not stop them. Not enough police, not. It was like I saw one officer controlling thousands of them or directing thousands of them. But they had no control over the illegal immigrant when the Lord showed me this. And so I share that on the Lord Tower, and I'm beginning to see it now coming to pass. Okay? And I knew also when the Lord was showing me this, that this was soon to come, soon to happen. And I said, I don't know. I felt like it was soon, but I didn't know when. And this is what I told people. There's things you see that you don't even know. And I remember I quoted, let's say, Genesis 6:11. The earth was also corrupt before the Lord, and it was filled with violence. This is a key verse because the Lord Jesus said in John 17 that the coming of the Son of Man, hallelujah, will be like in the days of Noah, my brother and sister. Luke 17, actually, like in the days of Noah. And because he said this, and then we see this these people bringing so much violence upon the earth. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And so it's happening. We can see these things unfolding. Luke 17:26, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. This is when they wanted to know what is a sign of the coming of Jesus. Okay, what is the sign? When is this going to happen? And so in the days of Noah, there was violence. The Bible says that the earth was full with violence. So it's just not something that is going to happen in the United States. This is worldwide. The violence is coming. Shalom, Brother Benjamin. Okay? Violence is coming like people cannot even imagine. And so the Lord showed me illegal immigrants taking over this land by massive amount of people. I could not even, hallelujah, amen, I'm glad, brother. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on, I'm so happy. Amen. So, massive crowd of illegal immigrants, the Lord showed me 2 years ago, taking over this land, okay? And they were rioting, looting, okay? Rioting, looting, beating up on people, okay? And beating up on the American people. Sister Carla and her daughter, okay, had the same dream. And I was just talking to her on the phone, and she was telling my wife and I how my brother and sister, they were beating up on people physically with bats and much, baseball bat, okay? They were beating up on people, and they was telling her to join because she say, oh, you're also an immigrant from another country. Join us. And she's like, I'm not joining you guys to do that. No way. Okay? And they think that because we come from other, but we came here legally. I think I came here legally 100%. Okay? And we believe in legal immigration, not in illegal immigration. Amen? And I do have prayer for the Lord to provide papers to family. He had. Okay? But we truly, Shalom, Sistera, we truly believe in legal immigration. God told the Jewish people that they were immigrant and also in the land of Egypt. Okay? So when immigrant will come, amen, brother. So when immigrant will come to their land, not to reject them. Okay? And we are not to reject immigrants, but there is a legal system, a legal establishment set up by this nation and the and by the many nations. Every single nation has a legal immigration through which we should all apply. Okay, put up our paperwork through, okay, and come in through the legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And so when the Lord showed me that these legal immigration would come to the United States, it will be massive crowd. This was over 2 years ago, massive crowd. I don't think we're there yet, but I'm seeing the sign of illegal immigrant coming into this nation, as the Lord showed me, and taking over this nation. They are going to take over the city and towns. And what I saw them do when the Lord showed them to me, they were beating up on people. They were being so aggressive. I told Sister Carla when she shared her dream with me, wow, that's exactly what the Lord showed me. But then she said that the Lord also has shown her daughter. Okay? And that is incredible. And so in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11 says, the earth was corrupt before God and was filled with violence. Okay? This is what I saw them do. Violence, beating up on people, punching people, kicking them in the ground. It was terrible. It was horrible. And we legal immigrant that we came here legal. I came here in 86 legal, okay, with paperwork on the hand approved by immigration, okay, and we went through all the legal process. Nothing we ever done has been illegal, okay? So what I'm saying is that the way they're doing things is going to cost this nation and every other nation's. Look what's been happening in Italy and Germany. How much it cost them to have all these illegal come in, my brother and sister. Everything we do, we that fear the Lord, we do illegal. We don't do nothing illegal. Okay? It's just the way it's supposed to be. Shalom, Brother Miguel. And every time we do it the way the Lord tells us to do it, I have pastor, people tell me, hey, they need to help with their paperwork. Immigration people, and we pray, and the Lord provided them. Okay? They pursued them. The Lord provided them. It's the way it should be. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. It's the way it should be. And I'm seeing the mighty hand of the Lord providing paperwork to the illegal. Anyone find themselves in that situation, send me an email request or email prayer. Yeah, we'll pray. We'll pray. And the Lord will provide them. Because he's faithful, okay? And several times we have done it, and the Lord had not failed us in providing the paperwork. I've encouraged people to do so. There were people, I remember this guy that I was working with, I told him, go and apply for them. Oh, you don't listen. People, when you don't move by faith, Jesus said that faith moved the mountain. Amen? Shalom, Brother Scott. Okay, so it's so important. It's so important that under the fear of the Lord, we do these things. We believe God. We trust the Lord and know and always hope that he's going to help us, my brother and sister. Okay? It was the question when the Lord was sending me to the Lord's hour. Some people say, if we're just starting a radio program, you don't need a you don't need to apply for, hallelujah, apply for any paperwork and stuff like that. I said, no, it has to be 100% legal. I had to apply to the state. I had to apply to the IRS, and that's what we did. That's how we started up in Massachusetts. The Lord's Hour is registered legally in three states. My brother and sister here. And we can operate in all 50 states legally, okay, and with no problem. And so it's the system that when you believe that God would help you on that and you pray, the Lord provide. He provided a lawyer to help us. And the lawyers that have helped us from the beginning is still helping us because it's the Lord that provide. It's Jesus that provide. It's the Lord that help us with every single legal paperwork, my brother and sister, okay? The Lord is faithful. The Lord provide. That's why we ask the Lord. We go to him, okay? Very important, amen. So this violence that is coming to the U.S., the signs of it, I can already see. But the Bible says that, hallelujah, the earth was filled with violence. So nationwide, you're going to see this problem in every single nation because it is the spirit behind it. The Nephthalian fallen demons were behind this violence. And they brought it in the times of Noah. They brought this violence, okay? And they pushed forward with it to the point that they corrupted everyone. Violence corrupt people, okay? Because you're going to have them, oh, you need to defend yourself. Are you going to let them do that to you? And they'll begin to plant the seed over your life. And if you're not careful, you find yourself beating up people, fighting. The Lord says, binging in mind, says the Lord. That means you don't go around beating up people. Because that's what a lot of people do. No, it's a violence. It's a spirit. It's a demon you can open the door for it. My brother and sister, no. We be careful. We pray. We repent. We seek the Lord. My brother and sister. And so Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it also be in the day of the Son of Man. My brother and sister. Okay? So, the violence that was in the days of Noah, my brother and sister, okay, was terrible. Okay? Very violent people. Okay? People in the days of Noah celebrated so much. You notice that when COVID-19 came in 2020 and it was really aggressive upon the land, contaminated everyone over the year, they set up rules that people will not go out. They said, no, don't go out. The authority was saying, don't go out. The government was saying, don't go out. They were keeping everyone in. People were coming against the government just to come out. My brother and sister, they ate. How many people in New York City were they told them, they gave them a curfew, you cannot go out. People wanted to go to the restaurant to eat. They drank. They married wife. People wanted to get married. Okay? They wanted to go on with their normal life. It's not normal anymore. It's not going to be normal anymore, the Lord has said to his prophet. Not going to be normal anymore. And the more you know and understand what God is saying to us and what's in his word, then you be careful. You keep an eye and a ear for that, my brother and sister. And by the way, for those who have been asking if we are fine, I told the brothers and sisters last week, we're moving. We are moving to where the Lord wants us to be. We're in the process. Keep us in prayer. Amen. My brother and sister. And so verse 13, and God says to Noah, the end of all flesh shall come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. My brother and sister. Through whom? Through whom has the violence come in? Through fallen angels. Fallen spirit, Nephthalians, they caused the violence upon the people. Of course, the people had to open the door to it, but they caused the violence. And God said to Noah that the end of the flesh shall come before him, before me. For the earth filled with violence through them. They are the tool of the devil, or they are the tool to make this violence so aggressive. Because there is violence, but there's also aggression and violence where people are so aggressive that they go against the police and the establishment. They have no fear and no respect for authority. And we've seen that for a few years now. Now, I believe it's going to multiply what the Lord showed me and what the Lord showed Sister Carla and her daughter, and all the people that the Lord is showing this violence that is coming. It is a severe aggressiveness against people. It's going to get so bad that the Lord told me, I remember, to tell his children not to come out of the house when they see this. Okay? I told you a few weeks ago, the stock market is going to fall. Okay? It's going to fall. The Lord confirmed that to me. The stock market is going to fall. Okay? The signs of that is already showing. I don't know how soon, but believe me, not far from now, it's going to fall. And this time, they know that bankruptcy is the way out. Who doesn't know that bankruptcy is the way out? Oh, many, many, many people. The Lord has even said to Sister Barbara and many to take cash out of the bank account and have some cash on hand where you can or you will be able to survive through it because it's going to be very bad. Anyone who has more than the insurance of the FIDC insurance will not have any money. Okay? They're calling it the Great Reset. Thank you, Brother Benjamin. My brother, my sister. And Brother Benjamin will be my guest on Sunday, which will be awesome. Okay? I am telling you, Shalom, Sister Luna. It's going to be severe, the changes. They're going to be severe. Things are going to happen in a certain way. Don't be worried. Don't be concerned, because then you'll be sinning. Don't be worried. Don't be concerned. Whatever happening in your life, even if you're sick, don't worry about it. Pray for the Lord to heal you. But don't worry. Don't let your sickness take your peace. Don't let your problem steal your peace. Because the devil will use anything to make you worry. No. No. Don't let your sickness worry you. Don't let what's happening worry you. Don't let COVID-19 worry you by saying nothing. Okay? Trust in the Lord, because God is in control. And he's going to give us victory, a sure victory. Remember that in the Bible, we win. We're with the Lord in victory, reigning with Christ. We're going to reign with him for 1,000 years. And then we're going into eternity with him. Who win? We do. We win. It's written that we win. Okay? We're victorious in the Lord. Yes, we're going to test, trial, and really difficult time in our lives, my brother and sister. Okay? And if I tell you here the things that we've been going through, you'll cry, but no. We are victorious in the Lord. All glory be to him. Okay? Don't worry about it. Trust the Lord. Don't worry, because you're sin. So they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed their mouth. How can marriage, eating, my brother and sister, be more important than your relationship with God, than the coming of Jesus? Don't let you that are single, long dead, don't let that you're not married consume you. As those that are married, don't let your marriage consume your relationship with God, between God and you. The problem that you're having with your husband or with your wife, don't let that be a stumbling block in your relationship with the Lord for nothing. Or you being single, don't let that be a stumbling block to your relationship with the Lord. Nothing. Let nothing be between you and your relationship with your Lord. Continue to repent. Continue to seek the Lord. Okay? Don't let your children either. Because we are busy with our children, yes. Especially when they're little, they want attention, and you have to be there for them, because they're totally dependent on you. But teach them, tell them, my brother and sister, about the Lord. Okay? We continue as parents to be there for them. Yes, very important. Okay, but don't tell God, because you're so busy with your children, you don't have time to pray. You don't have time to seek him or be in the word. No, don't let your children be a stumbling tool. No, they're a blessing to your life from the Lord. Thank them for it. Amen. We just need to ask the Lord to help us through this time. It is difficult. Why did God tell Noah that before the flood came to tell the people to get into the ark? Because getting into the ark means dependency on Christ, protection from God. That's what getting into the ark is about. Why do you think he's telling you not to get into the ark? Because he wants you to be protected. He wants to take care of you. He wants to help you. He wants to be there for you. So getting into the ark is so important. Plus, being in the ark will create dependency of you on God. If you don't want to get into the ark, you're being prideful, and your dependency is on yourself or someone else, but not God. You're not being obedient if you're not getting ready for the coming of Jesus, because he is about to come. And one of these day coming will be too late for the people. Too late. And the Lord doesn't want it to be this way. That's why he's having his prophet speak of his coming. Because he doesn't want to lose one that the Father has given him, my brother and sister. And his obedience to God, he wants to save them all. Oh. Now, likewise, it was in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. Nothing wrong with planting, having your garden, okay? Growing your own food, nothing wrong with it. But when that takes the time of you spending time with God, that's a problem now, okay? Oh, I haven't been able to pray because I've been planting. That's not an excuse God wants to hear. My brother and sister, you're allowing the enemy. And that comes as a form of idolatry. Idolatry is a great sin because no idolater, the Bible says, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. My brothers and sisters, idolatry is a great sin. Hallelujah. And God told his people, no. You should not be an idolater. Hallelujah. Look, Galatians 5:20. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, quarreling, which is argue, rivalry, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, rebelling, and such alike. About these things I tell you, as I have also told you in the time past, that those that do such a thing should not inherit the kingdom of heaven, says Paul to the churches. Normally things are out of the spirit. They are the flesh. They're earthly. They are satanic. They are from hell. They are from the devil. They are from fallen demons and Nephilim. This is what they brought upon the nations back in the days of Noah. All this contamination they brought upon the people in the days of Noah. My brother and sister, they offered the people, and people took it. They sold it, and people bought it. They gave it to the people, and people received it. Whether they pay or got it for free, it was still sin. It was still evil. They should have not done it. It was not the will of God. It's not what God wanted for them. It was to separate them from God, to separate people from God, to get people away from being with God, spending time with God. The devil will give you anything or will sell you anything that will keep you away from you having a relationship with God. Anything, any excuse, any but, any story, any entertainment, anything to keep you away from spending time with God. Because spending time with God has to do with your eternity, your relationship with him. And the more you know him, the truth will set you free. That is in the knowing that you know that who he is, that he is God. He wants to separate you from that. He wants to keep you away. So the Apostle Paul says, no idolatry, no witchcraft, no hatred, no quarreling, none of these things. Should we practice, my brother and sister? We should not practice none of them at all. He says, but in the same day the Lot went out of Sodom. Excuse me. Too much liquid. They ate, drank, they bought, they sowed, they planted, they built. In the same day, Lot went out of Sodom. It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroy them all. In the days of Noah, the flood came and destroyed them all. There is a all word here. In both of the verses, the word all is there. When I read this and I compare it, I said, wow. Wow. Because the word all, in the times of Noah, the word no was there, all was there. In the times of Lot, the word all was there. And what it all means, I asked in a Bible study years ago. I believe it was in 2006 or 2007. 2007. In a Bible study, I asked, what does the word all means? And I'm going to let my brothers and sisters in the chat room tell me what the word all means. In your understanding, what do you understand when God says the word all? Is there, when he says all, is there a percent that we can accumulate to the word all? Or a percent that we can reduce out of it or take out? What do you understand when God says all, my brother and sister? And have people thinking when I said this. I really have people thinking because I believe God was putting that in me. Because the earthly understanding of these things, okay, is that a few escape. There's even research, I believe it was in the History Channel one time, on the Discovery Channel, that the flood did not happen to all the earth in the times of Noah. Okay? My brother and sister. That it did not happen upon all the earth. That they believe there was places in the earth that the flood did not happen. And so they put in there the seed of doubt in people's mind. Okay? Let all men be a liar and God be truthful. There is no way possible that God can say all, meaning 80% or 50% or 40%. There's no way possible that can be that way because God knows all things. God sees all things. God can be in all places at the same time. For someone to say that the word all don't mean all, it's wrong. And in these last days, we need to even clarify the word. My brother and sister, when God says all, there is a period that comes after that. All, period. Period. Final. You finalize a sentence with period. All, period. And even the period needs to be fulfilled. God said it will be all, period. You cannot think that you're going to put a period and it means something else. No. When Father says all, it's all. When the Lord says all, it's all. My brother and sister, all people, all nations, all countries, all city, all town, all. All. My brother and sister. I remember when I was talking, a few years ago when I was talking about the hallelujahs, my brother and sister, amen. In a Bible study a few years ago when I was saying that there was a plague coming upon all the nations, a sister said to me, how can a plague come upon all the nations, Brother Elvie? You're going to have to go back to the Lord in regard to that. How can a plague come unto all the nations, which is COVID? Coronavirus, COVID-19. Says, how can it come to all the nations? That made no sense. Sister said to me. And she had me scratching my head and thinking about it for, you know. But I understood what God was teaching me about the word all. All people, all nation, all country. Have not COVID-19 been in all people, all nation, and all country? Has it not been an old country? It may not have been an old people, because no plague will touch your dwelling, will come into your dwelling. The Bible says we are believing it's not going to come to us or our lives. Amen. I'm in the change of temperature. I get a cold usually. Not all the time, because the years I pray and I don't get it. This year I have not prayed that I don't get a cold that I remember. Okay, sometimes I forget. I get busy. There've been years that I pray that I don't get a cold for the winter to come, and I don't get a cold. I simply don't get a cold. But this year I did not pray to get a cold. So I believe I had gotten a cold, and I'm coming out of it. My brother and sister, I'm feeling better. Thank you, Lord. But I'm fine. I am fine. It's just a common cold. Nothing else. Praise you, Lord. Okay. Yes, they operate in Cuba. They've already begun to vaccinate from 2 years of age and up. 2 years of age and up, my brothers and sisters. Okay? That is terrible for them to do so. Okay? These poor children. Yes, they're preparing now to vaccinate 5 to 11. Now, Brother Mike from 44.4 had put an audio yesterday. That Fauci, Dr. Fauci said that they are going to persecute the unvaccinated, okay? And he started giving details, like in the school, businesses. He just started going about all that. Really serious and really threatening the unvaccinated here in the United States. He says they're going after them. And they will be vaccinated, he said. Oh, my brother. They are threatening the people. Okay? We're living in a different country, in a different time, in a different season. It will be this way. When Jesus was preaching, the Pharisee, even John the Baptist, will come to find any guilt on them that they will charge them with. To put them in jail. Okay? It's not that they hate us. It's that they hated God first. That is the reason why they're looking to charge us with anything. Because they hate God. They made their vow with dead, the Bible says. They made their covenant with dead. They sold their soul to the devil, most of them. My brother and sister, and those that have not done so, that believe in God, that are only serving God, they hate us with a passion. Okay? They hate us because they hated the Lord first, my brother and sister. Don't forget that. Why do they hate us so much? Why do they always plan to come against us? It's because they hate God, my brother and sister. And Jesus told this to his disciple. Thank you, Lord. He told this to his disciple. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless and that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despisely use you and persecute you. Okay, there you go. Jesus said that they will use us, but don't you feel used a lot of time? And persecute you. Use you and persecute you. We're living in a different time. Hallelujah. Luke 1:71. That we should be saved from our enemy and from the hand of all that hate us. Hallelujah. Are you listening? They hate us with a passion because we don't want to be vaccinated. We don't want to go to hell. And because they're so already in hell, they're part of hell, the devil now leading them to come against us. Okay? Hallelujah. My brother and sister, we're living in a different time. Hallelujah. Psalm 44:7, but thou hast saved us from our enemy and have put them to shame that hate us. What is God going to do to them? He's going to put them to shame. Hallelujah. Shalom, Elaine. Amen. Okay? They hate us with a passion. They don't want to see us serving God, proclaiming his name, proclaiming Jesus' name, proclaiming his mighty name, his mighty work in the last days. And so, because of who we are in God, okay, because God limits them. There is a limit in the spirit that they can see that they have from God in regard to us, okay? I remember when Father was talking to them, told them not to enter, forbid them to enter in the house of those that were under the blood, that the blood of his son that was saved, okay, that was protected by Jesus. And there's a consequence on them when they try to. It doesn't mean they're not going to try. God gives them a warning. If you go out to my children, there will be a consequence in your life. You will pay for it. And that's why when they do, a lot of the demons get locked up, tormented. And they don't want that because they're losing ground in that regard, my brother and sister. So always remember that. They hate us, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. There's a passionate hate in them to the Christian, to the church, my brother and sister. And so we have to keep that because we're not of them. Praise the Lord. We're not on them. David said in Psalm 25:19, consider my enemy, for there are many that hate me with cruel hatred. God is fully aware of what's in their heart against us. What do they have in their heart? Hate for us. Fully aware of the hatred they have for us. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Psalm 41:17, David said, all that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they despise my hurt. They are planning to hurt us, wanting to vaccinate you is wanting to hurt you. Wanting to vaccinate society is wanting to hurt you. Let me share this with you. When they created the vaccine, okay, the COVID vaccine, they were not planning to take it on themselves, but only the people. Their plan was to vaccinate society and lead them to hell. That was their plan, get them to hell. Because those that are being vaccinated are being led to hell, to the kingdom of death, okay? And that was their plan. As long as they can do that to all humanity in every country, they'll have control over humanity. They'll lead them to hell and they'll have control over their life. That was their agenda. When the Lord took me to show me, when the Pope decided to take the vaccine, because he was asked, if he, as the world leader, religious leader, was going to take the vaccine, because he will have to recommend it to other people. When he was taking the vaccine, Jesus says to me, the tool that they created for against humanity, he says they are falling into their own dismind, their own wickedness. Jesus was standing next to me and said they're falling into their own evil because that was not the plan. The Pope was never to take the vaccine. Neither the rest of these president and people, Bill Clinton and none of them. It was for the people, for the nation. Hallelujah. Okay? And they decided, because people have been asking, oh, if, you know, if the leader don't take it, if the politician don't take it, how are we going to trust it? So they to prove to the people, like so, they have become people pleaser. Remember King Saul, my brother and sister? Why did he do for why he did what he did? Because when people pressure Saul, they don't understand. They fall into their own lies. They fall under their own weapons that they created. They created a weapon to destroy humanity. And then they want to please the people, and then they end up destroying themselves also. They won't escape. They cannot escape, my brother and sister. And Jesus spoke this to me, I remember. And King Saul, my brother and sister, God knew his heart that he was not for him. Okay? He was not for the Lord. And God knew his heart. And if you carefully study Saul's life, where he come from, who he was from, and all that, you may find Naphtali in blooding him. And there's a problem with that, which I'm not going to go into tonight, because I've done it in other nights. Okay? King Saul, since he had the blood in him, to please the people disregarding his own life, because that's what they do. That's why they fall into their own destruction. And there's a verse in the Bible, let me see if I can find it quickly, that says this, hallelujah, about their own destruction, my brother and sister. They will not escape their own destruction. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:16. It is also in us, in our epistle, speaking of them, of these things, there are some things that are hard to understand, which those that are unlean, unstable rest, as they also, in other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they fall. They'll fall into their own destruction. Okay? They'll own this mind. Hallelujah. Psalm 35:8, let destruction come upon him unaware. Let the net which he had hidden catch himself into the very destruction. Let him fall. Okay? Let him fall. Because, hallelujah, their plan is to destroy everyone. And God knows this. But here's the thing. They claim to see like the Pharisee. Remember the Pharisee? The Pharisee claimed that they could see and hear, that they were not blind, that they were serving God. Jesus told them that they were of the devil, that the father was the devil in John 8, but they said that the father was Abraham. And Jesus told them that Abraham served him and that he was even greater than Abraham, or before Abraham he already was. And they tell the garment before the Lord when he said this, my brother and sister. Okay? And so, they plan evil for the people. Plan evil for the people. But the Bible said, let destruction come upon him unaware. My brother and sister, let the net which I have been hidden to catch himself into the very destruction and fall. The Antichrist right now that is planning destruction upon the world, because the ministry of the Antichrist is already at work, the Bible says. He is planning destruction, but here it is. He's going to fall into his own destruction. Who do they show online taking the vaccine in the beginning of this year? All those leaders that planned the destruction already falling into their own mind, my brothers and sisters, to their own weapon. They're not going to escape. Why? Why is it this way? Because God is in control. and they cannot, listen careful and listen well, they cannot outsmart God. They cannot outsmart Jesus. It is impossible for them to outsmart God, to make a plan where they get to have all these people, souls, and get away with it. That's impossible. God will allow them to have many souls, yes. But it's impossible for them not to fall under their own weapon. That is impossible. That's why God laughs at his enemy, the Bible says. He laughs at his enemy because he sees their days coming in disaster, judgment, destruction. They cannot escape. They cannot escape destruction. It's impossible. God is in control. He has told us many times. He is in control. And our enemy are going to fall under the weapon that they created. Destruction, it is the only thing they're going to get for themselves. Yes, they'll lead many to destruction, my brother and sister. But God has, God who is in control, set a trap for them. Bible said that God will put a hook on him, on the Antichrist. Lead him to the mountain of Armageddon. And there God will set judgment over him, will destroy him. Jesus will throw him into the lake of fire life, him and the false prophet. They cannot escape. They cannot escape, the Bible says. Sudden destruction. What happened when you take the Bicene? Sudden destruction. And they cannot escape. They took it. They cannot escape. The people that are taking sudden destruction. My brother and sister. I mean, I was repenting for even talking about the things that is happening to them. Say I'm sorry to the Lord. My brother and sister. Okay? It's sad the things that are happening to people. And the Bible does say that we should not rejoice for the destruction that has come on the wicked. Okay? So we have to be careful even how we speak, how we say things in the Lord. But they cannot not escape. Now, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction and haughty spirit before the fall. This is God's word that's been written that will endure, that will last forever. His word, time cannot stop it or change it. Pride goes before destruction, okay? And we know this there. And haughty spirit before a fall, okay? There's a haughty spirit in them from the pit of hell, from the Naphtali. And it's then there before they fall. They're going to fall. Because they're trusting on the spirit that God says that they're going to fall. These Naphtalian are haughty spirit. That's what they are, haughty spirit, prideful being. I heard them in the Great Tribulation when one of them had thousands of people bow to him. Bow to me, he says. And I was there. I said, I'm not bowing to you. I only bow to the real God. Bow to me or I will make you pay for that, he says. They threaten anybody. Okay? They're hardly, they're prideful. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Destruction is before them. My brother and sister. And they will be destroyed. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7:23, but the Lord God shall deliver them unto thee and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. How can they escape when the mighty one of Israel is the one that fights? And he had never lost a battle, ever. Never will, never had. It's impossible for him to lose a battle. And he is the one that has set the destruction before them. They're falling into their own destruction, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32:24, they shall be burned with hunger, devoured with burning heat, with bitter destruction. I will send the teeth of beasts upon them with poison and serpent of the dust. My Lord, my God. God will use beasts to go against them. What is this werewolf when people turn into werewolf or go against people? They bite them with their teeth and they rip their arm. Brother Benjamin can tell you this. He's been in the Great Tribulation. He can describe in how the beast devour people and they bite people. That's in Deuteronomy 32:24. They should be born with hunger. People are very hungry. I tell you. $30,000 for a pound of meat in the Great Tribulation, a pound of beef. And who knows if it's even beef. I say beef because that's what they were, supposedly what they were selling. Okay? So they are burned with hunger. They devour with burning heat. The sun is at least 140 and 160 of temperature. I saw house in the Great Tribulation caught in fire. Nobody turned in fire by the heat of the sun, my brother and sister. Okay? I don't know how that works because the sun will go dark, but then there's an intense heat. I don't know what creates that heat, but the Bible said there will be heat there. I saw it, and I believe it came from the sun later on. So then you have turning into darkness. And then there's a change, I believe. It's in the Bible. We read it. But lab-grown meat is all they eat in the tribulation. There you go. Lab-grown meat, Brother Benjamin said. So there could be rat-born meat. Who knows? Who knows? It's terrible. I don't want to kill people's appetite. So I don't want to describe it. It's terrible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 5:7, it was so that after they had carried about, the hand of the Lord against the city was with great destruction. He smote the men of the city, both small and great. They had hermoin and their secret part. My Lord, my God. Hermoin, the secret part. It's terrible. There's no way they can escape. There's no way. Hallelujah. There's no way. Hallelujah. Joel 5:22, and this is great revelation. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. Amen. The strength shall be hunger bitten, and destruction shall be ready at his sight. Great tribulation. Hallelujah. Joel 21:17. How if the candle of the wicked be put up? How oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributes sorrow. I can tell you God is angry. Especially of humanity who is not repenting. He is angry. Because it was Father who provided his son. It was Father that Jesus said, so God so loved the world that he has given his only son, begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It is God, the great evangelist, Jehovah Jireh, Elohim. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the great evangelist. And he is the one giving Jesus the way, the truth, and the life for people to come to him. He is the one reaching out to people. What did Jesus say? No one come to the Father except through him. Except the Father leads them. Okay? It said God leads them to Christ. They cannot come. So he is the great evangelist. Father is. Father is the great evangelist leading people to Christ. My brother and sister, he is the one leading every single lost soul, people on this earth, to Christ. So how it is that people are saying no to God in the last day? They're saying no to the Almighty who is leading them to his son. Can you imagine the anger of him, merciful him, loving him, leading people to his son, the way, the truth, and the light to be saved? And people are saying, oh, no, you know, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for religion. They're telling God, who is about relationship, I have no time for religion. God's like, who's talking about religion? I'm not telling you to be religious. I'm telling you to come in relationship with me. God is not a religious God. He's a relationship God. And people are saying, I don't have time for religion. To God is saying that, the great evangelist, my brother and sister, they're missing among his goodness and mercy that he has for everyone. Not one single person needs to go to work in heaven. They don't need to go to work. They have tasks that they love to do, but they don't need to go to work. Everything, they are provided for everything that they need. They don't need to worry for one second of what they're going to wear the next day, if we can call it the next day in heaven. My brother and sister, they don't need to worry on what they need to wear. And Jesus even said for us not to worry what we should eat, because our Father who is in heaven will feed the birds of heaven and all that. Do birds, when they get up in the morning, do they worry about what they have to eat? No. They take a flight out, and they always find to eat, because God has made nature for them with plenty of food available for them to find bird, to find food. Even in the most poor nation of this earth, birds can fly around in Africa, in Nigeria, and whatever you say, there's no food. Bird can go and find food, my brother and sister. Look at the ant, you slugger. What do you mean look at the ant? The ant who collect the food when it's available summer to have be ready for the winter. What does that mean? When the Bible says, look at the ant, you slugger, it's talking about inspect the life of an ant and see how the ant, my brother and sister, prepare when there is plenty available to save for the worst when there's none. That's what the ant does. It snow all winter long. Even back in the island, when there's no snow, it's harder in the winter to save food than what is in the summer. There's plenty in the summer because of the season. In the end, you see them working hard during the time there is food to save. They don't worry about eating. They worry about saving. They have a saving mentality in them. My brother and sister, put in them by the Creator. And the Bible says for us to look up the end, because it's like a reminder of the saving mentality that we should have from God that many have lost on their way in this life. My brother and sister, I remember elder people, even elder Christians would tell you that if you want a home, you should be saving for it. How many people have been saying, I've been saving for a home? If you want to have a nice car, you should be saving for it. If you want to have anything in this life, you should be saving for it. No, they teach you to have a credit card for it, not save for it. The Bible, God says save, because that's the nature, that's the mentality our Creator put in us. Look at the ant, you slugger. Study the life of the ant. Save. Slavery was in the mind of the end. That written mentality should be on us too. If we want to have anything. Most people today, everything they have, they owe to the bank. That's not the mentality of God. That's not the mentality that God had, that each and one of us should have, my brother and sister. Look at the angel slaughter. Study the end. Study it. Take time to study the end and see what God is saying to us. Have that saving mentality. That before you purchase something, you save for it. And then you don't owe it to nobody. The bank cannot come and take away your car, your motorcycle, whatever it is. Yeah. Even your food from under you, because some people buy food with a credit card. And if they don't pay to their banks, they can take everything away and leave you starving, hungry. My brother and sister, we're living in time. Terrible time. But look to God. Hallelujah. Their eyes, said Job, shall see destruction, and he shall drink the wrath of the Almighty. This is what for the Antichrist and the followers. My brother and sister, the wrath of the Almighty, the drink of the wrath of the Almighty. There is a drink the Almighty has for them. There is a cup of drink that the Almighty has for them to drink in these last days. Okay? We should probably say not to drink, to be injected through the body, the vein, through the bicine. Because a lot of people are being injected with the drink of the wrath of the Almighty. They're trusting on the vaccine for the virus. They're trusting on men for their health, their cure. Their cure is what evil, wicked, demonic-talking human, their soul, their soul to the devil. And those fallen ones is the people are trusting. Those that are talking to Nephtali into the computer, CERN, every day, every week. And their demons are telling them what to do and how to create the vaccine and everything, giving them details, our DNA or RMA. And that's evil, our RMA, that the Nephtali has given them is what is being injected into their body. Can that be any good? No, because it comes from evil. Every single detail about the vaccine is evil. Evil, evil, evil. I heard doctors that have looked into it, and they said there is nothing good in the vaccine. Nothing. Not a single ingredient they put on the vaccine is good. It's evil, evil, evil. Every single ingredient they put in it is evil. So how can it be any good? How can it be any good when it's all evil? What is in there? All the ingredients are evil. These doctors, these professional biologists have studied it, have seen it, and everything they put in is evil. And advise people not to take it. And people are lining up to take it. My brother and sister, they're not just only following the blind. They're following the Antichrist when they line up to take it. They're trusting on dead. They're making a covenant with dead, the Bible says. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've been brokenhearted about all this. It's been to me very high, very difficult. I spoke with my sister on the phone yesterday, and she told me, my older sister, she took the vaccine. My Lord, my God, I said to her, what? Told me this on the phone. And wow, I'm the only one left of my brothers and sisters, the only one out of six that have not taken the vaccine. The wife had taken it, of my brother, and them also. It is so terrible what we're living, what we're going through in the last day. I thought I cried enough about all this in hell already when I saw their soul I cried. If you saw me, you would not recognize me. Tears would not stop coming out of my eyes. I cried like a baby. Cry for mercy. My brother and sister, I cried when Jesus showed me this. He knew it would be impacting to me. And I had cried. I mean, I was looking at the song Hell, and I cannot stop crying like a baby. And I've been broken, crying. Only the Lord has given me strength to come on the Lord's hour and share his word. Because I've really been broken. I've really been crying about all this. You know, it's just, when you pray for people to be saved, when you want them to come to the Lord and serve the Lord, and they go and take that garbage out of the pit of hell, right when you have told them, the Lord let me know that he's spoken to them through me, and they didn't listen. It hurt the Lord, not just me, it hurt him. And yes, we feel alone. We feel so lonely in all this. We feel like a person in the middle of the earth. So lonely, so, it's just, sometimes I think, what is the Lord coming for when he returns? What is he coming for? Because the Lord heard when Father spoke to me that whoever takes it by sin will not be part of his kingdom. He was standing right there. And Jesus spoke to me, and when he took me to hell, that it was, they were taking the by sin out of the, they were making their own decision, Jesus said. In heaven, he spoke to me about this too. The Lord did, and spoke to me very strongly about the by sin. Okay? And wow, I didn't think I would be so broken for all this, but I have. You know, God have mercy on us and keep us and protect us through this process. My brother and sister, do we feel alone in this? Yes, brother. Brothers and sister, yes. We feel alone. Because there's so many around us taking it by sin. I was telling someone today, how can humanity be giving themselves up to the enemy so easily? If someone would have told you this 10 years ago, that humanity in 10 years will be signing up to death, will be joining death, and making a pact with death. Some of you would say, you crazy, that's not going to happen. People know the Lord. They're not going to reject the Lord so easily. Well, they are. They are rejecting the Lord. This is a great deception. Yes, the Lord spoke to us about this through his prophet that was coming time and time again. And I'm sorry, Lord, but he's always right. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. He's always right. Imagine to lose your family just in a few months for them to just take the by sin, like, wow. What in the world is going on with people? Why is the world so easily giving up? You know, you thought there would be some resistance to all this. No. What is it now? Over what? 60% of the world vaccinated? They have taken at least a first shot. I haven't checked. Where are they? But I believe I heard it was over 60%. It might be close to 70 now. That means that almost out of 7 billion people on the earth, we only have, what, 3.5, less than 3 billion people left. And that's spread all over the world. If this continues this way by next year, we may have only less than a billion by next year. This is incredible. We're still not in December, like I told the people. And look how many people are dying and just giving up and taking up by sin. And wow, sir. This is terrible. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. It's terrible because they're taking it. The people are lining up in hospital clinics, you know? And now restaurants up here in the north, if you had not been vaccinated, people in New York would not be able to go to a restaurant. They have, over 30% of the people in New York not vaccinated and cannot go to a restaurant now and all that. A lot of them are leaving the state. They're going to state who's not demanding the vaccine. Like Tennessee and now housing in Tennessee is going up in the different states that are saying no to the vaccine. My brother and sister, it's going to get tough for everyone. Now, there are a lot of people leaving the country. I don't think that's the best decision, though. We should always ask the Lord for direction. My brother and sister, yes. They started passport vaccine for restaurant, yes. It is terrible. Now, all the jobs are demanding it, yes. Yes, Biden has made an executive order where it will be demanded in every single job, single company. And company will be afraid not to demand it because of the government coming down on them. So it's getting to everything is where the Lord said to us it will be, my brother and sister. If we are crying now, we cannot even imagine next year. My brother and sister, a lot of people say, I don't want to be here next year. People don't want to be here next year. We might have to. We may have to, my brother and sister, because we're still waiting for the sign. And the numbers of the saved, the gospel Jesus confirmed has been preaching to all the world. And then the end will come. So we know the end will come for sure. The end will come 100% because the gospel has been preached. Now, when it will come? Because the Lord has said he is a master of time. That's incredible. The Lord said he is a master of time. So he is mastering time right now to get everyone. And now the revival is in God's agenda. The revival of this world is in Jesus' agenda. But how many people are we revive? I keep thinking with the people that we're losing, how many will this revival reach out to? My brother and sister, because his father said that the vaccinated will not be part of his kingdom, then the revival is for the unvaccinated. My brother and sister, the revival for the unvaccinated. How many of the unvaccinated will be left when the revival comes? I really hope it's at least a billion, but the way things are going, it might be a quarter of that or even less. The numbers are, I don't even want to think about the numbers because I was like, wow, how many are going to be left? My brother and sister, yes, as the people of Israel in the wilderness, you know, it is insane. It is the decision that they're making. It's just so, you know. But again, this is why we have God's word. Because when the flood came in the times of Noah, it destroyed them all. When the fire came in the times of Lot, it destroyed them all. My brother and sister. You know? People say, because God made the promise, all the earth will not be destroyed with water. Amen. But there's so many ways that it can be destroyed. It cannot be destroyed with water, but it can be destroyed with the coronavirus, with the virus of the vaccine. So think about it. Focus on one thing. Oh, it will not be destroyed with water, but it can be destroyed with fire. You know? And so much more. It's just the destruction is coming in different way. My brother and sister. They rain fire and bring them from heaven and destroy them all. Sodom and Gomorrah all the way to 6 feet under, the fire went on the earth. And it left a mark in Turkey. There is a part in Turkey where Sodom and Gomorrah were. Fire went down. It's still there. There was an archaeologist online. You probably can search it. And this, he made a video about it. He went there and dig deep into the ground all the way to 6 feet. And there's all ashes there. 6 feet ashes of the fire in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the question is, if the word of God a fact, yes, it is. Because there is a ministry that look for the fact of what the Bible says. And he has that ability to show people the fact that the fire went down so deep in the ground. Yes, it destroyed it melted the house. It killed the people because people will not take those thousands of degree of temperature. Kill the people, destroy the house, and destroy, when the Bible says destroy them all, if they had a cat, a pig, a horse, whatever animal they had, it destroyed them too. Rat under the house, it destroyed them too. Mouses, whatever they had under their house, it destroyed them all. So the word all means all. All, my brother and sister, including their animals, their house. When Peter said that the element will melt, when the fire came down, the element, all the support being of the house, it doesn't matter if it was steel, everything was destroyed. Okay? Same will be in the coming of the Son of Man. It will destroy them all. There will be no escape. And the fact of the matter that the corona vaccine that is being injected and leading people to hell, the soul to hell, how many already are taking it? And to the billions, my brother and sister, billions, and only in the United States, over 60% in some other states have been vaccinated with the first vaccine. So if this continuing the way it's going, it's practically the entire country. The only one left will be the only one that God is keeping, because the Lord has shown me a protection the Father God would have on the earth for his elect only. Are you listening? Here in the United States, and then sure around the earth, but he talked to me here. There will be a protection for his elect ones. And there will be supernatural protection for them. That means that the deepness of their destruction, oh boy, oh man, it's going to be terrible. It will continue until God says so. God has the last word. This is why commitment with him, relationship with him, is so important. And if people don't do according to what he say people should do, they're not going to make it. The only one that will make it are his elect. Okay? Many are called. Remember that. Few are chosen. And this is coming to light more every day, that few are chosen. And people don't like it this way. Few are chosen. Many. He called the entire earth, the entire almost 7 billion people, to repenting. But God knows that he knows that few are chosen, because they knew before he created this earth that those that are not his will not say yes, will not he, will not commit, will not seek him. How easily it was for so many people to take the vaccine. Amen. Thank you, brother. 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heaven shall pass away with great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also works therein shall be burned off. the work they're in. The buildings are the work of people's hand. That's their work, the buildings. The skyscraper building, they're the work of people's hand. The carts, everything, the trains, everything people have made, they will be burned up, the Bible says. I seen Lower Manhattan in the Great Tribulation, distorted. Buildings are empty. They're not livable anymore, barely destroyed. Some or a lot not standing, few standing, but useless, worthless. Billions of dollar building, worthless, garbage. Cannot live in them. Okay? People don't live in them anymore. You better have in a shed than having a billion-dollar building in the Great Tribulation. The building will do you no good. A small shed, 10-by-10 shed, will be better than a billion-dollar building. It's just God. It's God showing his power. And God's word coming to pass, that's what that is. His word will come to pass. Heaven and earth will pass, but not his word. Simply, that's what that is, my brother and sister. So we need to remember his word every day. Just remember what he said, because he's never wrong. He is never wrong. Everything he says comes to pass. Look, he showed me the illegal immigrant that will be coming into this nation. And I said it 2 years here in the Lord Tower, 2 years ago, a little bit more, just a little bit more than 2 years ago. And look, is it happening? I tell the people, everything the Lord has said to me and shown me, I can see them coming and happening. Most of it has come to pass, and a lot of it has not, but I can see them like the illegal immigrant coming in by hundreds of thousands. I mean, there's a few thousands up in the borders. The Lord showed me more than a few thousand, hundreds of thousands. Especially from Brazil. There's not many there from Brazil. A few from Haiti, from Central America. No, no, no. The Lord showed me more. This is nothing. What you see at the border now, you think it's, no, that's nothing. You'll see. Just give it a few more days, a few more months. You'll see what the Lord showed me. Hundreds of thousands. It gets out of control. They can't control them. They can't stop them. No. Will they be able to stop them? No, they won't. No, they won't. The Lord showed me. They will riot in America. They will looter. They will beat up on people. They'll take over entire city and town. Illegal immigrants will take entire city and town. The Lord showed me this. And I can already see the beginning of it. Okay? It's incredible. He's always right. He always knows everything. This is why we need to seek him and ask him to show us. Some stay, I believe, they're going to have to be abandoned. You'll see a mess that you say, how did this all got out of control? Oh, it will. It will. It will get out of control, especially with economy falling and all that, because when the economy falls, these people will have no idea how to get it back again. Because everything they've been doing is printing money and credit, printing money. And now they know that that's not working and it's not going to work. Will they be able to get it back to normal? This is a big N and a big O. No. No, they will not. This is why God has been saying save food. Save emergency food. Because if some of the people listening to me right now have no idea how soon this will be and how major this will be and how much they're going to be affected. If they knew, oh, man, they will be sturging full out of control. I just heard the Lord say yes. It's going to be terrible, terrible, terrible. And it's so close now, very close. my brother and sister, things are going to be getting out of control. And they already are. And the government and the people want to tell you, the leader, yes, they have it under control. No, they don't. Remember the story? Oh, the reason why the money had not gotten to several states for to save people's home and condo and all that is because the money is there, but the state don't have the people to deliver the money. That is a big lie. It's because the money is not there, first of all. The state never, I've been here 30 plus on years, they have never had problem, okay, delivering money to the people. Never. I work in that system, I know. And I know I work closely with a lot of people who work in there. And I work helping people, finding a system for people up north. I work with the city and state. I know exactly what they do and how do they get the help and all that, and who donates the help and what the government helps the people with and all that in the assistance. I mean, I spoke with a manager who tried to tell me that the money was not there for certain other people that I work with, and I have them find it, okay, because that was my job. And they said, how do you know it was there? Because I know it was there. Because they have a way to hide it, to keep it for themselves, or they can get bonus. When they return the money back to the federal government, they get bonuses for it. And then they get to go to Hawaii and all that. Why other people, why family are going hungry. But, I mean, I don't talk much about that because that's what I used to do. I don't do that anymore. I'm for the Lord now, only. And so, my brother and sister, it's tough because not everyone up there are for the people, even though the money has been given to them to give it to the people. And so, in this time that is coming, the money is not going to be there. Okay? 14,000 Haitians. No, wait until they get over 100,000 of them just from Haiti. 100,000 just from Central America. Some other individual country. 100,000 from each. That's when you're going to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? This is going beyond. It will get there, you'll see. You'll see it on the news. You said Brother Elby was right. Wow, this is really getting. It will get out of control. It will get, because that's what the Antichrist wants. That's what they want. They want it to get out of control. The people that want order, that things are going to go back to normal, want to keep it under control. It's not going to be possible. No. Because the devil, the Antichrist wants to rule the world, not in order. It's under disorder. Remember, he makes all, great and small, rich and poor. That word may is mandatory. What are they saying? Mandatory vaccination. That's making you be vaccinated. Mandatory. Him having control to tell you have to be vaccinated. Not that you need, you have to. They first started saying people need to be vaccinated. Now it's people have to. Because that's how the devil rules his kingdom. He makes his demon do what he say, or he'll beat on them. He's going to make humanity do what he say, or he'll beat on them. Throwing people in FEMA camp and kicking and punching them. It's how he's going to rule this world. He'll make. The Great Tribulation, that's how they lead in the world. They beat on people. They kick them. It's make. He makes people obey him. He makes all. Great and small, rich and poor, to have a mark on the hand or on the forehead. It's how he controls his government. God will not make you do anything. God gives you freedom of choice. My brother and sister, hallelujah. So, Yes, and the thing is with them is that they control the money to a certain degree. But the Lord is the one who provides. God gives, God supplies, God provides. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief. God calls the devil a thief. If you follow the money, follow the devil. If the devil is a thief, because that's how God calls him, the thief come. You can read it, John 10:10. He doesn't say the devil. He calls him a thief. That means that the devil is a thief, the Antichrist is a thief, the false prophet is a thief. All of them, all they do is steal. That's all they do. Okay? All they do is steal. It doesn't matter that they have trillions of dollars saved up in different name and different bank accounts. They still continue to steal. All they do is steal. The Lord provides, so his children will have to eat. The devil is not pleased with that. He wants to find a way to steal the money. So how he's allowed to have his government and allowed to steal, but his whole agenda, his whole plan is to steal. The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I count that they may have, you may have, you have. Jesus came that you have, that you may have, that you may not, that you may have. May have is you having something. In this world, he gives us life. But not just only life. He gives us food. He gives us clean water. He gives us the things that we need to live. The devil comes to steal. Jesus comes to give. You see the difference? There's a difference there. Jesus wants you to have. The devil wants to steal from you. You see the difference? Who is for you? Jesus. Who's against you to steal you? The devil. You need to identify your enemy and your friends. Jesus is your friend who wants to give to you, your God. The devil is your enemy who wants to steal from you. Okay? So when they do those small fees at the bank and in the different place that you have to pay, free checking. And there's when you open the account and then there's a fee for you to have it. They say free checking and a fee. And a fee for this. Your cell phone has a fee. Your internet provider has a fee. Besides the service you're paying, there's always those fees. That's the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. You see? Praise the Lord. The hidden fees are always there with the devil. Fees that you're not aware you're paying. Because his idea is that you have less money in your pocket for you to have what you need. Medication, or food, or, you know, vacation for you and your children and family. The less vacation you have, the more the devil is looking to destroy you. Because you have to have a vacation at least once a year. You need to have time to rest. Out of the 7 days, God giving you one day for rest. One. Okay? And he told us to rest. My brother and sister. The devil wants you to work 7 days. Because that will make your life miserable. Unpleased, unhappy. You'll be complaining about your life. Your lack of money. Your lack of supply. Not God. God don't want you to live like that. He wants to supply your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He wants you to have enough, okay, from him to live, to be responsible, pay your bills, take care of your children, take care of your family, take care of yourself, take care of your health, everything. God wants you to have enough, abundance. That's what abundance is. You having enough for everything you need. Lack is not you having enough. And the devil wants people to be under lack. Even a lot of Christians thought that lack was a blessing for God. I saw life from the pit of hell. No, I believe that at one time in my life. And so I learn and I repent. Luck is not a blessing from God. When you read Deuteronomy 28, read it. Pray about it. Ask God to give you wisdom about Deuteronomy 28. Say, Lord, please give me wisdom. Reveal it to me. Help me to understand. And then you understand what is the will of God for you. And what is the will of your enemy for you? The one that came to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to lack everything you need. You don't have enough to be responsible and be happy with your family. No. That's why the Lord wants us to come to him. And he'll help us with all of that, my brothers and sisters. He'll take care of us. He will take care of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. The Lord has for you. In the moment you pray to God for a house, from that very moment, the Lord determined what house he's going to give you. He already chose the house and the place that your house is for you to receive. From the moment you began to pray, the Lord confirmed that to me last night. Jesus spoke to me about this last night. I told someone today, because the Lord told me to tell this person that he has a house for you already and that he will lead you to your house. He told to Abraham, Abraham, lead your father and your father's land into a land that I will show you. Why did God needed to show Abraham where the land was? First of all, because God already had chosen the land. God knew exactly what the land was. Abraham had no idea what the land was. If it was to the south, to the east, or to the north. No idea. Abraham to a land that I will show you. And I will bless you there. And I will bless your descendants. God said to Abraham, my brothers and sisters. In other words, God says to Abraham to begin to walk by faith. And that by faith, hallelujah, Abraham was going to receive the promise of this land that God said, I will show you. The Lord has said to Abraham, go thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. If you do not know where the land is, because God knew Abraham had no idea what the land was, you had no idea what the promise of God is for you. With this house that you're praying for, you don't know where God has it. Where is it? What's the address? You don't know. God has to show you where it is and what the address is. I was asking the Lord, with all the things that are happening here and all that, do you want me to go to another state? Or where do you want me to go for this house, Lord, that you have shown me that you're going to give to me and my family? Yesterday afternoon, after I rented a storage, I began to move stuff to it. I was so tired. I didn't sleep in the morning. I decided to sleep an hour later on. I just decided to pray and then to go ahead and start moving stuff to the storage. I was very tired. Around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, as I drive, I pray. And I talk to the Lord. Yes, I already have prayed, spent time with him, but I was still praying. As I'm driving home, very, very tired. The Lord was letting me know that when I will go to sleep an hour, he was going to show me something. And I'm driving home, and I tell my children, my wife, that they knew I was very tired. And said, yeah, go get an hour rest. Yeah, I'm going to go get an hour rest. Wake me up, because I got to put on the Lord's hour before 8. It was already 7 by the time I got home. 7:12, around there. I said, I'm not even going to get an hour. Okay, I'll try to get whatever I can. I had not sleep. And I was very tired. And the Lord had let me know, even to show me something. So I laid down. I'm still praying. Closed my eyes, fell asleep. The Lord was showing me a vision of the house he has to get to me and my family. And he says, if you move to where I told you to move, I will keep you and your family there safe. He was showing me and telling me, I will keep you and your family there safe because that's where I want you to be, he says to me. As he's showing me the place with tremendous presence of God there and protections of God there, he began to take me to the street of the house. He was showing me the outside of the house. I was so impacted with his presence there. I was rejoicing more of his presence than the place by the house. Beautiful. And when he was showing me the street and the address of the house, right when he began to show me, my son ran into the room to wake me up, because that's what I asked him to do. Dad, wake up, wake up. You got to put on the radio. I was like, no, just give me a minute. Give me a minute. The Lord is showing me the address. Right before I could see the address, okay, he woke me up. And I was telling my wife, if I only had even 30 seconds, I could have seen the address. But I understand what God was doing. You see, I understand. That's why I cannot get angry. I understand what he's doing. When he told Abraham to leave his father's house in the land and to go, that is the walk of obedience that he wants from each and one of us. He already has what you're asking him for. The moment you begin to pray, what was told to Daniel? That from the moment he began to pray, the angel was sent to him. From that very moment, his petition was granted. The same with us. From the moment you begin, and the Lord confirmed that to me. Yes, I already have it for you. As it says in his word, from the moment you begin to pray, you already have it. He has it for you. Now, what God wants from each and one of us is the walk of faith. And some of us, you know what we want to do? We want to skip the part where you need to walk by faith. And you want to know where, brother? You want to skip faith. You can't skip faith with God, because faith go with obedience to his word and love. You cannot separate those. And our language is separated, not in the biblical language. They're together. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. You cannot separate them. They're one. And that's what we do. We want to separate it. Where? You want to know where. Imagine Abraham. Okay, God, you told me to do all this. Where? Tell me where. No, it cannot be that way. He cannot tell you where right from the very moment he's telling you he already has it for you. That I will show you. When he said, I will show you, because I already have it. He already has it. I will show you. He's not going to show you something that is not there. He's going to show you something that is already there that he has for you. Oh, can you receive that in your spirit tonight? Can you receive that? My brother and sister, can you receive the word of God that I will show you? It's because he already has it. God can see it, but you don't. And walking by faith, then he'll show you where it is. He'll take you there. My brother and sister, I thank you, Lord. You want to know where it is, huh? It don't work that way. It don't. You need to work by faith first. You cannot skip faith. Like you're doing the computer, you can skip this part and you skip it. No, not with God. That works with men, not with God. You cannot skip the part. That's the part he wants you to walk. Remember? That's the part he wants you to walk, not, but you want to skip it like you're doing your computer. Not with God. Not with God. My brothers, to God, the fun part is you walking with him by faith. That's the fun part. You want to skip the fun part with God? My brother Elvis, it's not fun for me. No, if you really focus on the Lord, it is fun. Don't skip the fun that he wants you to have with him. That's the part between you and God. Hallelujah. The fun part is you learning of him who is humble and meek of heart. Don't skip the fun part where he teaches humility and teaches you and how God you. No, no, no. And I will make thee, after you begin to walk by faith, Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation. And this is only going to happen by faith. The making of God over your life will only happen by faith. God will not have it any other way. Because right there, the whole package of fun, relationship, you knowing him, you being in that relationship with him, that's the part that he wants. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, I know the city. As far as I know the city, I asked him for the city, and he says, Asheville. Okay. I know what that is. That's it. The city I know. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. His protection is over our life. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, his protection, he says, I will protect you and your family there. I think that's what you need. If God is for you, who could come against you? You just got to trust him. Hallelujah. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. How can we be a blessing to people? My brother and sister, if we're not walking with God, it is impossible, because it is with God that all things are possible. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. It is with him that all things are possible. How can without him everything be possible? Hello, someone. We need to walk with him. My brother and sister, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I actually want to leave my fancy chicken. I don't want to take it with me. Hallelujah. I put them on cry list. I'm going to sell them and all. I don't want them to be too noisy to the neighbors, whatever I take them. And then some people are interested in them. I got these Japanese that very few in the whole country there are. And I told people, only in California they have a few of those Japanese chickens. And I was telling people, I never had a chicken that are $400 each. And someone was laughing on the phone. And I've been showing it to people that come here. And I say, let me show you these white Japanese chickens. They're really beautiful exotic chickens. They're $400 each. And this woman of God had me practically gave them to me, an egg, and said, so many of us have tried to hatch this egg here. The humidity in Japan is way different than the U.S., and we had no luck trying to hatch this egg. Will you try? And she said, the Lord let me know that you should have this egg and you should try, she says to me, out of nowhere. I never met this woman before or nothing. I was looking for the egg to hatch. And she said, the Lord let me know, the Lord told her to give me sex of the egg, to have me hatch them, that I will be able to hatch them, the Lord says to her. I was so happy that day when she gave me the egg. I brought them home, put them in the machine, and totally forgot what the Lord had said to her. And I was able to hatch these eggs. And I even have baby from them, chicks from them. But each and one of them are $400, one of these chickens. I never had eggs so expensive and chickens so expensive. I don't eat meat anyway. I can only have egg. But I was like, and I, when people come, even people in FedEx, I show it to them like, wow, that is incredible. So they're very expensive. And so, you know, but they're beautiful, really beautiful. You know, very white, like snow, beautiful chickens, my brother and sister. But they tell me that, she told me that these were brought directly from Japan. And they only have some in California and some like in 2 states or 3 states in the whole country. That's it. My brother and sister, I don't know if I want to put them up there. They're 3 years old now. No, 2 years old, 2.5 years old. That's all they are. Hallelujah. So we're not, with God, nothing is impossible, my brother and sister. And that was incredible. The Lord said to her to give to for me to have the egg because I will be able to hatch them. And I was able to hatch them. And it was just a miracle. God can do things because she said there were people who try, and they fail. And she tried and she failed. She said, I don't know why. And it's all the humidity and all that, my brother and sister. But, you know, that's what that is, that with God all things are possible. And even in the natural, when God is involved in our life, he makes these things possible, that you'll be like, how did that came about? How is that? You know? So if someone is interested, they're on Craigslist, I just placed them on today. I didn't really want to take them. I'll take some of the chick with me. But no, I'm not going to sell them that expensive. No way, no. I actually put them for $10. That's it, nothing else. No more. Okay, and I was actually thinking to give someone out for free. I just didn't want the people to eat them because it just, it'll be nice to have them and multiply them. That's it. Not for me, necessarily. Okay? So I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curse thee. And before I go into that one, and thy name, great, and thou shalt be a blessing. So when you walk in obedience with God, you are a blessing to the rest of the people, to your family, and to anyone that you come across. You are a blessing. That's how God wants us to be, a blessing to the on this earth. When we walk by faith, we walk in obedience. That is why it's so important that we be obedient, that we walk by faith, because we are a blessing to everyone else. And that's how God wants to use us on this earth. Man, I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thee great. When God say, I, he's saying he will do. He will do. He will perform. He will make it happen. He will make it be so. My brother and sister, he will make it happen. Okay? He's putting himself in that because he's the one saying he's going to do it. I will bless him that bless thee, curse him that curse thee, and in thee all the family of the earth shall be blessed. There you go. How many other family be blessed through you? All the family of the earth. He's putting that in a position to bless everyone that comes around us. Or whatever you travel, whatever country, whatever state you travel, if you walk in obedience with God by faith, God will use you to bless them. Someone needs food, clothing. Oh, no, here, I have some. You're blessing them. You're being a blessing. Okay? And that's how God wants us to be. my brother and sister, a blessing to people. Where the things that they find hard or even impossible to get, you say, oh, here's some. They're so easily how you just bless them. Okay? Something that they find so difficult and impossible, you just bless them. My brother and sister, I share that. I worked in Home Depot years ago. And I always look to these words for myself and being a blessing to other people. And I share how I was working with my nephew-in-law, and I was teaching him the word. And I was telling him, I'm going to show you how God blesses me. We were working together. Show you how God blesses me and how to, out of that blessing, I bless other people. Okay? And we had lunch together. Amen? Amen. That is awesome, sister. And we will go to lunch together. And he was telling me about his financial situation. And I said, no, I'll pay. Don't worry about it. But brother, you got your, no, don't worry. God will provide. And God always provide. Buy him lunch. And I said, I'm not doing this, nothing about showing up. And I'm gonna show you how God blesses me. Every time I bless someone, he always blesses me. And so I said, look, if the Lord let me know that someone needs food, he'll let me know, and I will go bless them with food. And he was like, and so I'm going to show you how. And so one day we're eating pizza, and we had like 3 or 4 slices left. He was going to throw them in the garbage. He said, no, don't do that. Watch what happened. Okay, watch what happened. There's someone hungry that needs to eat these 4 slices of pizza. Okay? Someone hungry. God is going to put someone in front of us who is hungry, who needs these 4 slices. But brother, these are leftovers. I said, no, there's not leftover. Okay? We're not going to be able to eat those extra slices of pizza because we ordered large pizza. But we're going to give these away to someone who really needs it. Okay? And he's like, okay. We went back to work, and I saw this young man, and God let me know it was him. And I walked over to him, and I said, we have 4 slices of pizza, and we brought them, and when we want you to have it. After the Lord let me know it was him. He was hungry. He needed to eat those pizza. We gave it to him. When I gave him the pizza, he started crying. And he says, I have an 8 now in 4 days. I had no money. I had no food. And I'm waiting to get paid on Friday to eat. And today, Thursday, since Monday, I have not ate. And all I've been doing is drinking water to make it by because I had no money. The only $20 I have for gas, or $30, I put it in the, I fill my tank of my car so I can make it to work for the week, he says. And I said to the brother, you see, in America, here where we are, there are family people that have no food that are going to be hungry. People here, they overlook those things that we should never overlook. If we pray to the Lord to show us who's, we can feed the hungry. My brother and sister, I had a woman come to my house. She had no money for meat. She's been practically eating rice with beans because she had no money for meat. And I went and grabbed a rooster and said, here, okay? Come and I'll give you more. You have me. She said, this is fresh. I love it. And she been eating out of my chicken because she had no money for meat. In America, there are people, and this is a because so some people say that must be an illegal immigrant, a Hispanic. No, the man that we held was a white man born and grown here, went to high school and college here in the United States, Italian. It don't matter who it is. It's that when the Lord leads you to where there is a need of someone, you help them, and it don't matter the color. But yes, there are also immigrants and people going hungry next to us. We are here to be a blessing to other people. This is what I was teaching him. Yes, we want to share the gospel, but what about their need? Okay? God told Abraham that he will make him, okay? I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You know what is for you to be a blessing to someone? Is that when someone says hungry, you feed them. Doesn't matter who it is or what color. You don't say, oh, how can the person be? You know, no. No. Magic. Since Monday, he had not eaten nothing. It was Thursday. And he said he was getting dizzy already. He had to work, drive this way to work. He had no money for food. His bank account was empty, zero. My brother and sister, Shalom, Sister Lee Crystal. A lot of people don't realize that there are people like that next to them. Why? Because they're so focused on other things. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen for us, sisters. We need to be a blessing to them. Abraham was a blessing to everyone he came across. Through him, so many were blessed in his time. And we know that after him, his seed, people were blessed. Why America has been blessed? Because of helping the Jewish people. Now going into the seed of Abraham. Because God said he will bless their seed. Why is this nation so blessed? Because they bless the Jewish people. And them, they are blessed. They are blessed because they bless them. The other people don't understand why do we support Israel, the poor in Israel. Because that goal, that is a biblical foundation to bless Israel. And that's the foundation that you want to do. Now, the Lord can lead you to bless other nations. Sure, he can. But here's what people say. No, I'm going to bless the more poor nation, they say. That's not the way God is telling you to do things. You're doing it because you're going on your feeling and your emotion and what people are telling you. Don't go by it. Go by the Lord leading. I told people what the Lord told us to do, to bless the poor in Israel. And out of that, the rest of the world can be blessed. You bless Israel first. What did Elijah say to the widow? Make the food for me first. Serve me first. Elijah is a type of Israel. Serve Israel first. Serve God first. My brother and sister. And when you do it biblically, how God wants you to do it, my brother and sister, then you'll see the Lord's blessing. Okay? When he said that will be food in my house. Okay? Biblically, the house of God is Jerusalem, Israel. Biblically. Okay? Food in my house is us as people, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the church. Is there food in God's house? No. My brothers and sisters, there should be food in God's house. Is there food in God's house? People do it the other way around. There's food that they all supply. And then they complain and say, God, why, if I'm doing this to these people, why are you not blessing me as you should? Because you have to have you need to understand the biblical foundation. I have already brought this teaching on people and showed them the Bible verse. Why is this way? Because God said it has to be this way. It has to be as God says, not as you think. because even many Christians have not been doing it the way God's wanted them to bless other. He'll tell you how, and you listen, but understand the biblical foundation for it. There'll be food in his house. Okay? That means, look at it this way. Food in the house of God, an example. You have a Christian on the right, and you have a poor individual on the left, but that poor individual is not a Christian. Let's say it's an idolater. To whom is your obligation first? To the Christian. Not the poor idolater on the left. Today's society will bless the poor idolater on the left because they say, no, this Christian may have a job or this and that. The foundation, the biblical foundation is how God said things it should be. Because the way God says it is, you'll see the blessing. But when you do it the way you think it is, you don't see much. And then people complain and say, so why God is not blessing me? Because you're probably not, you're not doing it as God said you should do it. My brother and sister, I explained this years ago. And there was a woman who said that she blessed for many years and she had not seen nothing come to her. And when I explained the foundation, how we should do it through the Bible, and I read verses, and she's like, I understand now. I've been a Christian most of my life, and I didn't even know this. And she began to do it. About a month or two, she began to reap the blessing. Because you reap what you sow, my brother and sister. And if I go into this and explain the verse to you, how the Bible says we should do it, you'll be like, oh, I never heard that. Because I have literally hundreds of Christians telling me, I didn't know this, Brother Elwin. I've been going to church all my life and I didn't know this. All my life. And just writing to me, I didn't know this. I didn't know this. Now I see it in the Word. I didn't know this, Brother Elwin. And that is the fact. The many have been going to church for many years and don't even know how they should give and to whom. The Bible tells you to whom to give first. You follow that order and you reap your blessing. And it will come to you 100% without any delay. Because there's a delay. The Bible talks about delay. The people don't even know what is, what in the world is that, brother? Delay. When your blessing delay and you're like, why is my blessing being delayed? Because, and I can bring you, again, I will probably have to bring the study because I can see a lot of people are interested in that and knowing. We need to know. We are, I tell my children, we are in the knowing business and the knowing the things that God's telling us to do business. We need to know. We need to know. If we don't know, man. My brother and sister, when God, give you an example. God told Moses to where to bring the children of Israel. And Moses went to Pharaoh, and he told them, thou say, God, let my people go so they can come and worship me in this mountain. Everything about the children of Israel leaving Egypt was specific to the latter. It was not for them to go into the wilderness and wander around for 40 years. No. You know how long was going to take them to get to the promised land? The most, because of the children and walking slow in the animal, maybe 3 months. How in the world did they end up going around for 40 years when they were supposed to get there in 3 months? That's why in the world people are going around for years. Wondering, where is their promise from God? Where is my brother and sister? The Lord spoke to me about this last night. And when he was talking to me, I wanted to say something. And I stayed quiet. I stayed quiet. Because I wanted to say something to the Lord. But Lord, but I did ask him a question, though. When he was talking to me, it was a tremendous anointing coming out of him. it was overwhelming me as he was speaking, my brother and sister. Because, yes, they provoked the Lord 10 times. Thank you. Because he was telling me that we go around in circle when he had told us directly where to go. You know, when the Lord tells you where to go, why will you go around in circle? And there are many reasons why. Lack of trust. Lack of commitment. Committing to the promise. Oh, Lord. Committing to the promise. Seeking him with all your heart. It's just so important. And asking him to guide you. The anointing was so strong as he was speaking to me. I was telling him I really needed the anointing though. I said, Lord, I need the anointing. Anoint me, Lord. Anoint me, Lord, that I may be able to speak tomorrow, Lord. Lord, Lord, pour your anointing. Lord, anoint me, Lord. Lord, I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. Please, Lord, Lord, that you may touch other people to your anointing. Anoint me, Lord. Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He was talking. His anointing was so strong. Struggle to speak, even to us, in his presence. It was so strong. And I wanted to talk to him. But I could hardly move my lips in his presence of the anointing coming out of him. And it filled me so completely. I jumped into joy. I just jumped into joy of his anointing and presence. I needed it so much. So much. And he talked to me about wandering, going in circle. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like the children of Israel. You can be like them. Life can be like them. Because you want what you want, but it's not what we want. It's what he wants. His will, not our own. Help us, Lord. He knows how broken I've been. I can hardly speak on Sunday. I've hardly been able to speak. My sister called me on the phone yesterday and said, I've been vaccinated. My older sister that I love her so much. My wife was saying, I know how much you love your sister. We've been so close. And I love her so much. And she loved me so much. And she got vaccinated. I told her, like a month and a half ago or two, don't get the vaccine. Don't. On the phone. And she tells me she got vaccinated. I say, why? Why? Out of six brothers, I'm the only one now. Two sisters, four brothers. That has not been vaccinated. I'm the only one unvaccinated. They all been vaccinated. Their wife. It's just, it makes you feel like, wow. Everyone around us being vaccinated. It's just, how can it be so easy for people to go to hell? To choose hell, to choose death instead of life. Elisha told this to the people, choose ye life and not death. If you choose the Lord, you choose life, why would anyone choose anything else? Why? We're living in the last day, brothers and sisters. I said, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I know I need to be strong to share his word here. I ask everyone to pray for me on Sunday. Please pray for me, my family and I. This is so difficult to lose people like this so quickly, so easily. Sudden destruction. That's all that keep coming to my spirit. Sudden destruction. As a woman with a child, and they will not escape. That's what they get into the vaccine. And the moment they take it, sudden destruction. Sudden destruction is what keep coming to me. He told us there will be sudden destruction. But sometimes we don't even imagine how it will be. You probably take nuclear weapon, this and that. That's what comes to your mind. You don't even think the sudden destruction is the vaccine. You don't even, that don't even go through your head. I don't know if it went through some of your head, maybe, because it didn't went through mine. I'm honest. I am honest. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Oh. There was a brother there that used to make video on YouTube, very anointed. He says in one of his video about a month ago, he took the Johnson & Johnson. He thought it would be safe. I'll continue to make prophecy and message, he said. I haven't seen one more prophecy or message from him because he took the Johnson & Johnson. That was a mistake. All he has to do is ask the Lord, 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 can I take this vaccine? The Lord would have said, like he told a young lady, no, my son, stay away from it. It's a weapon of the enemy. She heard Father from heaven, no, my daughter, they want to separate you from me. No. You're mine. Simple. God don't want you to take it. He's speaking to you. And that's why it's been so hard for us. It's just been hard to lose the people you love so easily. So easily. How hard for them is to get out of where they are, the prison and hell that they are in. Oh, it's very hard. I was sharing that Jonah cried out of hell and God heard his prayer. I mean, God can hear the prayer. But Jesus told me that my brother and sister, for them to get out of that, they truly have to repent. Take the medication, the other medication, or vaccine, to remove the effect of this one and truly repent to be saved, he said. Those were his words to me. And that to people, they feel so confident with the vaccine that to tell them that they need to take another vaccine to remove the effect, they'll say to you, oh, why would I do that if I'm protected from the virus? Oh, my Lord. We're living in the last day. This tells you the last of the last. That's where we are. Last of the last. And here's the other thing, too. If you are dating someone to marry that is vaccinated, you can forget about that relationship. If one of your wife or husband gets it, oh, it's you got to ask the Lord whether that can contaminate you or not. And ask him to protect you from it. Truly ask the Lord to protect you from your husband, your wife, whoever in your family takes it. Okay, it could be terrible, my brother and sister. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. We're living in the last days. This is incredible. I heard that they're planning to turn on the technology and the technology had to work. The Lord says, yes, the technology had to work in them to long enough. Okay. Yes, take vitamin C, vitamin D3, B12. Take your B12. Okay. Oh, it's terrible. Take your vitamin C, 500 milligram and up, D3, B12. Those are great for you and will keep your immune system strong for whatever it comes. Our immune system, once it's strong, it can fight anything. Don't let them tell you that the virus is going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. Okay? Yes, and the Lord will keep us anyway. This is soon it's going to be over, my brother and sister. Soon. Don't trust the Lord. Just trust the Lord. Every day, take it one day at a time. Don't think about the future. Take it one day at a time with the Lord. Ask him to teach you every day. Look forward like Jesus to spending time with the Father. Okay? When the disciple went to buy food, Jesus stayed with a Samaritan woman. And when he had talked to the Samaritan woman that she got saved, the disciple came back and talked to him about food, and he said that his food was for him to do the will of the Father. Jesus did not look forward to sleeping. He did not look forward to eating. He ate to keep going, and he slept when he needed to, an hour maybe. Like in the boat, he slept while the disciple was fishing on the boat. That's the only time registered the Lord sleeping. But the Bible says he will pray all night long. His example to us is that he looked forward to doing the will of the Father. We need to do the same, my brother and sister. We sleep too much because we're not like him 100%. The system has taught us to rest too much. We need to be like the Lord. May the Lord help us, my brother and sister. None of us are there. Not me, not anybody. That pray all night long. But we got to ask the Lord to help us to do his will, my brother and sister. Okay? And I'm not asking you to pray all night long. But do ask the Lord to help you to pray. Help you to keep his commandment. Help you to be holy. Help you to be righteous. Help you to be pure. Ask him for help. Because in the moment you ask for help, that is humility. Every time you depend on God is humility. Not depending on him is pride. Arrogance, pride. And the prideful will fall. If you keep falling in sin, that is because of pride. If you pray, if you repent every day, pride and unbelief, you're not going to be falling into sin much. That's what a lot of people find out when they begin to repent, pride, and unbelief, my brother and sister. Very important. Very, very important. That humility be part of our lives. Okay? Humility be part of our lives. That we walk in humility, not in pride. Every day asking the Lord to help you is humility. Depending on the Lord every day is humility. You always be best to ask him for help, always. Whatever you struggle with. You got pain in your body, ask him to take it away. You feel tired, pray for strength. You reminded me this morning for that. Oh, yesterday morning, I believe it was. Okay? Ask him for help. Depend on him. Whatever you're struggling with, ask Jesus for help. Whatever, it doesn't matter what you're struggling. We all struggle with something. Ask him for help. My brother and sister, I know, we know what we struggle with. Ask him for help. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So ask him for help. Lord, help me with this and pray and do it every day. Lord, you know how much I struggle with this. Lord, help me, Jesus, please. Lord, please, I beg of you, Lord, help me with this. You know how much I struggle. I need your help. That's exactly what he told the disciple in John 14, 15, 4. Without me, he said, without him, there is nothing we can do. I began to do that yesterday and the day before. Lord. Struggling with losing people to the vaccine. It's so hard. It's so difficult. The grieving and losing family to the vaccine. It's hard. But he ministered to me. And he will minister to you too. Hallelujah. You'll help us. Here's examples in the word. You don't need to look to any man. One thing the Lord reminded me was in prayer. I was listening to this preacher, anointed preacher that passed away. He's in heaven. And the Lord reminded me that, no, if I focus on my relationship with him, he can anoint me. He can empower me. He can teach me. He can help me. Than me focusing on how God uses other men. No. Because each and one of us are gift given to us by him. He wants us spending time with him because he wants us to grow in our gifting, in our gift. You have gift given to you by God, my brother and sister. And those gifts, God wants you to grow. The only way you're going to grow in the gift given to you by God is by you spending time with him, depending on him, him anointing you, empowering you to serve him and do his will. The most powerful ministry is the ministry of intercession. Some people think that the most powerful ministry is the ministry of preaching. No, it's not. If it was, Jesus will be down here preaching. What's he doing up there? Interceding for us day and night. You want to win soul? You want people that are not vaccinated to come to Jesus? Begin to pray for soul to be saved from around the world. Not just the United States. Not just your country, Colombia. No, pray for some Venezuela and Argentina and Chile and Central America and Mexico. All over the world. Say, Lord, save those souls. Have mercy on them. That's the most powerful ministry. You do that. That's the most powerful ministry. Because when you can pray for them to be saved, then you are able to love them. You'll love them when you can pray for their salvation. My brother and sister, Jesus said there's no greater love that you can have for someone than giving your life for them. Imagine your life to live to intercede. That's you giving your life for them. You're interceding for them to be saved. And the Lord will use the prayer. The prayer of the righteous avail, can do, can perform much. You have limitation. Imagine if every day you had to take a plane to go to every single country. At the end of the day, you'll be dropped and tired. You'll be so tired. But you want to know what is unlimited? When you go into prayer, in those same nations that you can reach them out with the word, you begin to pray for them. Like if you were taking a plane to them and preaching to them, you begin to pray for their salvation. Your prayer has no limitation. If you pray for people in Spain to be saved, in France, in Germany, those prayers go straight faster than any plane. They go straight to the throne of God faster than any plane. And the answer goes to Spain, France, and Germany faster than you go buying a ticket and going to them. And God from heaven, when you say, Father, in the name of your son, save people in Spain, save soul in Spain, God from heaven says to your prayer, amen, my daughter. Amen, my son. Be so, my son. Be so, my daughter. And that very second, help is going for the soul to be saved from heaven. That's what was revealed to my aunt-in-law in heaven. The Lord says to her, standing in front of her, the more powerful thing you can do on earth on someone is for you to get someone, for someone who has problem or need help, that is lost. Anyone, it was told to my aunt in heaven, the most powerful, when she was dead, when she got the virus, corona, COVID-19, she was dead in the hospital for about 2 weeks. She was taken to heaven. She saw the Lord. She spoke to many saints or many angels. And it was told to her in heaven that the most powerful thing you can do for someone on earth is to get God involved in their lives. And the Lord says, when you pray for them, when you pray for them, you get God involved in their life. And with God, he says, all things are possible. When you begin to pray for them, you begin to make everything possible for their lives. Are you listening? These words were said by the Lord to her in heaven. When you pray for them, you get God involved in their life. And with God, all things are possible. You begin to make everything possible in their lives when you pray for them. Praying and interceding for them is the most powerful thing that you can do for someone. He even said, giving them food is not the most powerful thing you can do for someone. Giving them clothing is not the most powerful thing you can do for them. Praying for them to get God involved is the most powerful thing you can do for someone, Jesus said to her. I was like, wow, when she shared it. Wow. That is incredible. How many Christians knew this? Hallelujah. How many people knew this? Because a lot of people think, oh, if I can give them a lot of food, a lot of clothing, shelter, if I can just do all these things, oh, God will be so pleased. This is the most powerful thing I can do for them if I can just go and feed everyone who is hungry. Nope. That's not the most powerful thing. Jesus said that the most powerful thing you can do is intercede for them. Get God involved in their life. And with God, all things are possible. That is mind-blowing. The wisdom of God. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. His wisdom surpasses everything, my brother and sister. You know, we people had this idea, oh, just go feed the hungry, clothe, and they got all these ideas, and nothing even come close to the wisdom of God. That praying is more powerful. Huh? And prayer don't cost you anything. It's free. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. God, help them, please. Do this every day. Do it for how many hours you can. It's free. Yeah, it's going to take your time to do it. Take the time. He's giving you the time to do it. Spend time spending for the nations, the country, the people. Not just pray for the United States. Pray for all the nations. Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Can do much. Perform much. That's the most powerful thing you can do for someone. Pray. Pray. So if you're not doing that, you're not doing the most powerful thing. Your wisdom, do the most powerful thing. Get God involved in the life. Get God involved. Oh, there's a problem. This person has psychological problem, emotional problem. This person is a wreck. No one can help them. They have taken it to the church, to the psychiatrist, to the doctor. They have given them a lot of drugs, a lot of things. Nothing can change the person. All right. Now do the most powerful thing for the person. Begin to pray for the person. Fervent prayer. Interceding prayer. Lord, get Father involved in that problem. I did that with my mom. And my mom got saved last week. Totally saved, totally delivered by Jesus. He came to her. And she spoke with Jesus. Jesus spoke with her and told her that she was lost. But said, now you're saved. I'll save you and save her and deliver her right there. Heal my mama. Glory to Jesus. What I've been doing for her. Sometimes I would talk to her. She didn't want to listen to me. Oh, religious. She didn't want to listen to me on the phone. Mom, seek the Lord. She didn't want to listen. Oh, I have to go. I have to go. I have something to do. Okay. Pray for her. Praying for her. Jesus came to her. God got involved in her life. Now she's saved, happy, and seeking the Lord, repenting, even sharing her testimony now on Facebook and much more. The most powerful thing you can do to people. And I have sent her donation. Mom, you need some money for shopping or anything, Mom? Oh, yeah, Mom, I send you some money. That did not help much. Gift that didn't help much. Praying for her and her now being delivered and saved by Jesus, that did it all. He did it all quickly, done perfect. But doctor cannot do, Jesus did it. Doctor Jesus did it. Our Savior, our Lord. The most powerful thing you can do for someone is pray for them. My brother and sister. You never thought it's the simple thing as a prayer that people see is a more powerful thing. You thought that maybe sending them money, clothing, buying them a house, not even that is a more powerful thing. Praying is more powerful. You get Father involved. And with him, all things are possible. Well, my brothers and sisters, shalom, shalom. Do not miss Sister Carla live tomorrow night. Sister Carla is going to share more in regard to what is coming prophecy-wise tomorrow night. I don't know how she will title her program tomorrow, but she's going to share more tomorrow night, brothers and sisters. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Have a wonderful day or a wonderful night. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your mighty Lord.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom, believers in the Lord. This is Sister Grace. I'm here this morning with a warning to God's remnant, to God's children. Before we go through the warning, I would like to pray and then read a scripture by the grace of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Father, I praise you. I worship you, Lord. Father, I present this message into your hands. I pray, Lord, that it will get to those you want them to get to. I ask you for your mercy, Lord, upon me if I will add or subtract. I pray, God, that your blood will cover me this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you have time, brothers and sisters, you can read Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning from verse 17 downward. So 17 says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word out my mouth and give them warning for me. So you can continue the reading by the grace of God. I'm here with a warning for God's children. Please, I urge you, if you don't understand anything about the revelation I've shared previously or the one I'm about to share right now, pray about it. Ask God to conform. Ask God to direct you. In Jesus' name. Amen. So as you can see, I literally just woke up from sleep and I wanted to go back to sleep and then come back later on and do this message. But by the grace of God, I'm going to do it now and just get that kilo off my head. So in this revelation or slash dream, it was me and some couple of sisters in the dream. Couple of sisters and brother, I believe. We were in this gathering, perhaps we were praying or doing something. And then suddenly people started to put their names down and people were willingly going to get themselves to get the gem, the abomination. I cannot call the name because my video will be taken down and I will have a strike on my YouTube. So people were like running, going, willingly taking the gem, taking the abomination. So when it got to us, we were like, no, we're not going to take that. So what happened immediately, we were in this room, you know, praying or doing something, and there were people that were among us, but they were hiding. And this particular lady, when I was getting ready to exit the building, she had all the equipment to inject people. And when I was getting ready to come back to the building, it's like the Lord opened my eyes to see her plan. She had the thing stacked up in her and she was decently dressed. But she had this tube, the syringe that they used to do that. And the moment I was getting ready to come back in, she poured the syringe out with it was already prepared. So she doesn't have to take the bottle and then do all that. It was already prepared. It was already set. So all she needed to do was to just take it off her clothes and boom, take it off the clothes and boom. That's how she was doing, you know, in the revelation. So when she got to me and then she poured it out, I was like, blood of Jesus. So I couldn't go back in the building, because if I were to go back, she would have injected me. So I was like, no, I'm not going back in that building. And she started to pursue me. When she started to pursue me, and I started calling the name of Jesus, and I found myself flying, and that's how I was able to escape that lady that wanted to give me the abomination. Brothers and sisters, the Lord, and before that, thank you, Jesus, the Lord just reminded me in the revelation, the voice spoke within my inner self and said, I have warned my people to flee into hiding. He said, I've given lots of warning for them to flee, but they have refused to flee. They have refused to leave, and they are stuck. And once they are stuck, they will have no option. The people will come after them, and they are going to inject them by force, and they will have their own self to blame. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has warned us
countless times. He has warned his children to flee to the mountains. He has warned his children to leave the city. I'm telling you, they are going to come after you. They are going to come after your children. You will not be able to escape. The fact that I called the name of Jesus and I was able to fly, it's not going to happen in real life. It would not happen in our world, because you're going to have 3 to 4 or 5 people coming on your one. They will trap you on the ground, put a chain on your head, and you are going to be false. It's going to be a false thing that will force you to take. Brothers and sisters, flee the cities. Go to where God wants you to go now. He said he has warned his people, and people are not listening, and you will be trapped. You will be trapped. When you go to the church, they are going to force you and lock you down to take it. When you go to the store, they are going to come after you, brothers and sisters, run for your life. The Lord has warned his people countless times. There is a full shortage coming. A full shortage coming. You will not be able to buy. You will not be able to sell. You will not be able to travel. You will not be able to go to church. And some of these things are happening now. Why are God's people so disobedient? Why is your heart so hardened? Why have you become a people of stiff neck? Why have you refused to hear the voice of God? Brothers and sisters, if you are refusing to hear the voice of God, you will be trapped. And when you be trapped, when you take that stuff, your eternity is doomed. You are doomed forever. I'm not going to be very calm with my voice right now. Because imagine the Lord has warned his people and they are not listening. You people are not listening. You feel that America, UK, Australia, and all this Western world, they are the paradise that God has given to you. And so you don't want to leave. They will come after you. Yes, I'm angry. I'm angry because souls are dying and ending up in hell every day. Souls are dying and ending up in hell while you are still there sending money, 2 pieces of check. You want to take money over your eternity? You're going to take money over your soul? The Lord has warned his people enough. And I've come yet again. I don't care how many persecution I get. I must speak the mind of God, because I don't want nobody blood stain on my hands. God said he has warned his people enough. They are going to come after you. I'm telling you. They will come after you. You will not be able to escape them. You will not be able to escape them. Take the warning now and leave. Leave. Run for your life. Take your children into a hiding place. The Lord has warned. He has warned. But people are not listening. They are not doing what God wants them to do. They are still stuck to the love of this world. They are still stuck with the things of this world. They are still stuck with the pleasure of this world. Don't you know that God and woman cannot go together? It's either you choose God or you choose the devil. And I've come to tell you, if you choose the devil, your end will be doomed. You will be in hellfire. You will be tormented day and night. The Lord has warned his people. I'm not going to cry this time around. I'm not going to cry. People are telling me that I should be calm with my voice. Why would I be calm with my voice when the Lord Jesus Christ is crying over his people because they are disobeying him? And you want me to be quiet? You want me to be silent? You want me to speak in a calm, still voice? No, I cannot. Because the Lord is angry with his people. He just get out. Run for your life. If you have money in the bank account, you better go and take it now, like now. The Lord has warned his people enough. I have warned by the grace of God. Every message the Lord has given to me concerning this abomination and satanic thing they are doing in our world today that has changed the whole world, and the world will never become normal until Jesus Christ comes. I have been threatened. People have said all manner of things against me, but I don't care. I'm only pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not here to please men. The Lord has spoken. He said, once have I spoken, twice have I heard. God has spoken. When the day comes, you will not be able to escape. You will not be able to escape for those of you that think that the presence of God is still in these mega churches. Those bishops and apostles and CEO that you have, they are going to trap you and force you. Don't you see what's going on? Get up. Fight for your soul. Fight for your eternity. Come to Jesus now. For those of you that are still lukewarm, you are sitting there. And you are waiting for your GO to pray for you to give you the next prophetic word. Jesus Christ is coming. The time we are living is time to prepare your household. It's time to put your life together. The Lord is coming. He's coming for a prepared people. As the Spirit of God is leading me this morning, my soul and my spirit is so angry. I was trapped. We thought that where we were safe enough in that building. But we were not safe. They were right among us. And there are some people that are with us on the... Brothers and sisters, run for your life. Run for your life. It's either Jesus Christ or the devil. Do not take the abomination. If you take the abomination, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. No matter how hard you pray, no matter how hard you fast, mercy will not locate you. You are doomed forever. That was what the Lord told me. And I'm here to repeat that. If you are taking that journey, you have already denied the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Peter denied God. But the Lord told him, Peter, the crook will not crow twice, and you will deny me. And it happened. Brothers and sisters, men have already denied the Lord by their ways. So taking the abomination.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Tiller 7th End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy to share with you. Let's see, what is today? Today is September 17th, 2021. So join me in the King James Version Bible. What is after me now? Wait, maybe this goes with the prophecy. I'm going to be in the book of Exodus. And let's see, chapter 7, and I turned right to it. I've been here a lot of times. Let's just do, start with this 18, verse 18. And the fish that is in it, the river shall die. And the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, take thy rod and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon the streams, oh, there's the Holy Spirit, upon the streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. Okay, these are the plagues of Egypt coming again. This is what it sounds like to me. Now, I just Googled this quickly on our YouTube page. I might have several prophecy messages. I know I absolutely have one saying that the waters will be turned to blood again. Right, so, again, we got this first thing this morning. Brother Dan has a block. I think I'm getting his prophecy messages because I don't normally get them like this all the time, and he's not getting any. So here we go. A tsunami is coming. The storm has been brewing. A major upheaval, a catastrophe, a sign from the heavens. A warning to those on the earth. Disaster will strike multiple places throughout the nations. A cataclysmic event. Men's hearts will fail because they have not heeded the warnings. The day will be dark. Darkness will cover the land. The sun will not shine. The stars and the moon will not give no light. Stay inside. Keep your doors locked and windows covered. Let no stranger enter. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you. Do not fear. Well, I have the Holy Spirit so bad. Do not fear. I will use the 10 plagues of Egypt again to wake up the sleeping and unrepentant. I have chosen a few to speak of the end. Judgment comes to the wicked. Do not fear. Whoa. Okay. This is a major shocker again. Now, I'm pretty sure, like I said, I have several prophecy messages where these plagues of Egypt are coming again. You might want to read the book of Exodus that tells you the whole story and everything that went on. And especially the part that, and then again this. I have this exact thing and other prophecy on this, on the plague. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you, just like he did in Egypt. Stay inside. I have this in another word. Stay inside. Keep your doors locked and windows closed. And let's see, the darkness will cover the land. I have, like I said, several prophecies. I thought I counted five, but I don't know if they're all exactly on the plagues of Egypt. So here's me. Get a Bible and read it. Join a Bible study. You need to know what's going on here. The Lord is always the same. He doesn't switch around with all kinds of bizarre things. He did it before. He's going to do it again. This is what I said in other prophecy messages. If you know him, you know what he's up to and how he works. You need to know what the Bible says. Don't be depending on other people out there to tell you. All right, before I start going on, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Have a plan, have supplies on hand. You see if this starts coming and what's going to happen here. People are going to be running around. They're not going to know what hit them. I also have a playlist on the channel page, and sometimes they put it on the videos. It's called the 3 Days of Darkness. So you might want to check that out. I'll put that on as a playlist on the this video. You need to be prepared for these things. I keep on saying this. I feel like I'm harping. I'm harping to my son during this. You need to have a plan and extra supplies on hand. You don't know what disaster is going to hit. I have probably, I'm going to say, 10 different things that could possibly go wrong. And a lot of them have to do with these plagues in Egypt. What are some of the other ones? Locusts, frogs. I know I'm not going to remember them all. Well, what made me laugh was I saw the gnat going to them. That's what made me think of it. It's going to be all sorts of things. Have a different plan. Have other things on hand so that whatever might hit or whatever disaster might strike, you're prepared. You need to do this. I'm going to say this again. The government is not going to help you if there's a disaster. You're going to be on your own trying to figure it out, at least for several days. They already have their plan made of what's going on. I posted on my Facebook page three Facebook pages. An interesting video that someone put up or sent me. I think my friend Peter sent it to me. You might want to look on there. I forget what the title of it is, but it's really interesting about how things are going and we're being programmed, blah, blah, blah. You know the whole thing. You need to have a plan and be aware and be alert, and you need to know God's word and you need to be with him. That is the main thing that should be on the top of your list. Have some supplies on hand. You don't know what disaster could possibly hit. I know for sure the water is going to be turned to blood. I have something saying that straight up. He's saying it again. I think I probably have 3 or 4 confirmations on the water becoming blood again. And then think about it. If you know the Bible, you know what he did in Egypt. It didn't hit those people, he said here. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you. That's what it did in Egypt. So his children, you guys out there that belong to him, his children, I'm sure that's the only people that are listening to me, you are going to be protected. So don't go running around, you know, taking a fit, da da da. You know this. He's going to protect his own. I have how many prophecies that say this. He will make a way. He says the hand of the destroyer will pass over you. So you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. That's the main thing on your list. You need to be a born-again Christian. You need to be born again. You must be born again to enter into the kingdom. Not my words, in the Bible. Please do this. Our time is up. We're at the end. I feel like on every video I'm here at the end begging everybody to come forward and to repent from their sins. This is what you need to do. I do it every night. I sit there praying for hours. Not only do I sit there praying for myself for hours, I sit there as intercessor for other people, you guys that leave these messages that you're having issues and problems. I sent their prayers, intercessor for you, on behalf of you, asking the Lord to accept me for whatever your problem is. That's what I do. I sit here and I pray over these things. He's hearing our prayers. Please don't stop praying. I did put a notice up. I will be taking prayer requests tonight. I put it up on all the Facebook pages. If you have a need, just leave a comment, and Brother Dan and I will pray for you. You need to do this. Don't stop praying. What else did I want to mention before I forget and go off on something else I think of? Just wanting to thank everyone like I normally do. Thank you for all of the translations in the other languages. Cristiano, thank you. Let's see, thank you for everyone that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people out. We greatly appreciate that, and so do they. Thank you for the cards, gifts, and notes, and all sorts of things we get in the mail, clothing, supplements, books, everything. I get all sorts of things, jewelry, you name it, we get it. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys. Am I forgetting anything? Just please make sure, I saw it again on the other video yesterday, that people are not subscribed and they're not unsubscribing themselves. So we know who's unsubscribing, everyone. Make sure you're still subscribed and hit the notification button. And the Facebook pages, Sister Barbara Francis, Godzilla 7, End Time Prophecy, The King is Coming, Second Coming of Christ. Now, you don't need to send me friend requests because I'm not adding anyone there, but all you need to do is go on any one of those pages and like and follow us there, and you'll see everything I put up there. I usually pass it around through all of the Facebook pages because I know a lot of you guys are in different countries and don't see everything. Am I forgetting anything else? I think I want to say a prayer again. This has really been on me heavy to pray for you guys and pray for a hedge of protection. So let's do that again. God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed, expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't ever let me cause anyone pain or harm. Now, Lord Jesus, please accept me as intercessor on behalf of all those out there that are listening and that love you and that belong to you. Please put a hedge of protection around them for the virus and the variant that's going haywire now, and keep it away from their families. Put a hedge of protection around them. Give them a blessing, a health blessing, a financial blessing, a family, happy family blessing. Thank you in advance for answering all of our prayers. We love you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Please get a Bible. I'm going to say it again. Read your Bible. I know you should have time to do this. Hours. You can't be constantly busy with something. Please get a Bible and read it front to back. If you don't understand, join a Bible study group. I better go. God bless you all. We love you guys. I hope I didn't forget anything. If I did, I'll put it under the video. All right, now if I could get up here. I thought there was going to be a bad storm yesterday, and I didn't go out on the balcony and water my poor tree. And now I can see it's half tipped over, and I don't think we got any rain, so now I'm going to have to go out there again. Be safe, everyone, and God bless you.
Hi, guys. This is Evelyn Brooks with Chosen Explosion Ministries. I hope everyone is doing well, staying healthy, and just staying in peace, and staying close to the Lord. That's very important in these times, as you know. The title of this word that I received is The Lion of Judah Begins to Roar. And before I get started, I just want to say a quick word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your mighty presence. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are in control. And Lord, nothing surprises you, Lord. You know everything going on, and you are still on, sitting upon your throne, Lord, watching over us and taking care of us. And Lord, we just thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for miracles. We thank you for healing. We thank you for words of wisdom, words of knowledge, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, Lord, faith, and miracles, and all the gifts of your Spirit. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your great mercy and your great love. And Lord, as I give this word, Lord, I pray, Father, that it would just penetrate our being, God, and Lord, that Holy Spirit, that you would just minister to each one of us, Lord, and that you would help us to see and to understand exactly what it is that you're talking about. And Lord, we just praise you for it. Lord, you're such a good God, and we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, this is the word. My children, come near to me, sit at my feet, and hear what I have to say to you. My spirit broods over you, longing for you to draw near to me. I long to show you the way. Do you see my hand at work? I know that you see our enemy at work, but look closer. Do you see me? I am doing a great work. I separate good from evil. Look, in the midst of great deception, truth falls like an avalanche. Did I not tell you that truth would begin to fall? Who cannot see it? Only those whose eyes are blinded by their own evil choices. But for you, my beloved, truth is falling like a heavy winter's snow. You cannot help but know it. By it, the lines of division grow more profound. Trust my work. I have not left you alone. I am with you in this fight. Find me in this storm. Watch closely to see what I am doing. Don't be focused on the enemy that you cannot see my work. I lay a trap for my enemy, and he walks right into it. My kingdom comes. My will shall be done. I have told you of the coming exodus. Behold, the exodus out of this world's systems have begun en masse. Do not be alarmed. My enemies mean it for harm, but I will use it for your good. Trust me in it. A time of separation has come. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Today is a day of choosing. Many will walk away from us because they were never really a part of us. But yet, out of my great mercy, many will be saved. I will pour out my spirit upon you, and many will be drawn to my light. My glory is rising upon my children. I am the Lion of Judah. I am beginning to roar within my beloved. The world will see my glory upon you. Love not this world. It is passing away. Draw near to me. The world will see my great love for you. Father God, we just thank you for this word. Lord, may it just give us a greater revelation of who you are. And Lord, help us, God, to see you, not to be so focused upon what the devil is doing, what the enemy is doing, Lord, but focused on what you're doing, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that a mighty move of God, a great revival is coming, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're pouring your spirit out upon us right now. And Lord, I hear the Lion of Judah roar within me. And Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. I know that you are rising. Lord, that you are rising. And Lord, you are giving us strength and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and vision and every good thing, Lord, that comes from heaven. And we receive it. And we thank you for it, Lord. Now help us, God, not to be afraid, Lord, but to be bold and courageous and to stand, Lord, so that others may see you in us. And Lord, let us be that light. Lord, let us be that light that shines. Lord, put your words in our mouth and help us, Lord. And I know that you are, Lord. And Lord, help, God, just help everyone on the face of the earth to choose right. Father, help them to see truth, to know truth, to understand the truth, to reject the lies, Father God. And to be set free from Satan's snares. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for revelation and truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God's a good God, isn't he? He's so good. These are troubled times. I don't have to tell you that. These are troubled times. And the deception is mind-numbing. And whoever thought, the Lord has told me these things before. He told me that truth was falling several years ago. But he also told me it was going to get greater, more and more, greater and greater. And I mean, it's hard to even fathom, it's hard to imagine how both deception can fall like an avalanche and how truth can fall like an avalanche as well at the same time. And then the people get to choose what they're going to believe. And unfortunately, many people are choosing wrong. But then again, many people are seeing, they're having the vision and the wisdom of God to see truth in this age. And they're choosing to walk out of the systems of this world. Many are having no choice. They're being pushed and forced out. But God wants us to see that and to know, guys, that He's even in this, that He's with us, that He is with, He's with us in all of these changes and all of these things coming to pass. And He doesn't want us, He wants us just to rest and to trust in Him, to have vision, to see and to know, but to just to trust Him. And, you know, not sell our soul to the devil, not give in, because this is a day of great dividing, and it's black and white. It's becoming more and more black and white. All the gray areas are disappearing. And guys, this is a God thing. God is allowing this to happen, and this is a part of the last days events. This is a part of the harvesting. We're not there yet. There's many more things that's going to happen. So don't let people fool you and deceive you. You know, listen to the Lord. You know, are we in the last days? Absolutely. I believe, yes, we are. But I still believe that a lot of things are going to happen. And God is going to use His children. He's going to use us in the harvesting in these last days. And that's a very exciting thing. Let me see, what else did I want to say? You know what? I believe that I'm just gonna leave it at that. I believe that that's, maybe I plan to say more, but I believe that's what God once said, and that's all I'm feeling from Him right now to say. So, guys, I just want to tell you that I love you. I'm praying for you. I know that you guys are pressing into God. This is the time to press in to the Lord greater than ever and pray for those that are in the valley of decision and those that maybe they're weak Christians and they haven't decided yet what they believe and which way they're going to go. Let's be in prayer and let's continue to watch God and see what He's doing and make sure that we're standing on the right side of things, because we know the end. There is no justice right now. It seems that judgment and justice is just not here, but we know it's coming. We know that justice is coming, and it's going to come in one way or another. The Lord's going to bring it, and we know that all these things will be completed in God's time. And until then, we'll just keep on keeping on, and we'll keep on loving Him and trusting Him and letting Him use us in whatever ways He chooses to use us. All right, well, guys, that's all I have for now. God bless you. I'm praying for you. I ask that you pray for this ministry as well. Bye-bye.